Good morning and welcome to A Public Affair here on KGNU. Today, in the first half of Public Affair, we will bring a candidate forum for those running for the Regional Transportation District here in Boulder County. I have in the studio with me Lynn Geisinger, who is the director of RTD District O. On the phone, I have the candidate for that same position, Richard O'Keefe. And on Zoom, I have Eric Davidson, who is the director of RTD District I. He is running for re-election. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning, Good morning. Shannon. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
We only have a very short amount of time here, so it's going to be a rather abbreviated forum, but we're going to stick to two-minute statements. And since we don't have a line of sight for two of you, I may have to interject when you're at the 30-second mark. But the first question, and I'm going to go with Lynn, since she's in the studio with me, then Richard, who is on the phone, and Eric, who is on Zoom. Start off by introducing yourself. First, you, Lynn Geisinger, to voters with a two-minute opening statement about why you want to serve on the RTD board, or in your case, continue to serve, and what makes you qualified to do so.
Thank you so much, Shannon, for having us this morning. I am a 40-year resident of Boulder and have been working for people in Boulder County in a number of capacities for most of those 40 years. I have been on the RTD board for the last 3.5 years, have been in leadership for 3 of those years, and I feel like we're making good progress on a number of things at RTD that make me want to run again and stay there. For instance, in the last 3.5 years, we brought in a new CEO and CFO. It's the first time a CEO has been brought in from outside the agency since 1995, and we believe that was a necessary step. Deborah Johnson is a very experienced leader in the transit industry and is making some good changes. We've been making some great financial changes. And in my particular situation, one of the things that I focus on is working with the state, with the administration and the legislature. I was instrumental and part of the team that put together the Zero Fares for Better Air initiative in August, which proved to be very successful. The ridership went up 22% from July to August when we had the free fares. Just in terms of my background, I've been a transportation advocate for many years. I have a business that helps cities around the country market their transportation, their bicycling, walking, and transit. And I've been chair of the city's Transportation Advisory Board. I've chaired the Emergency Family Assistance Board, the Boulder Housing Partners Foundation Board. I've been on about 8 or 10 other boards in Boulder County. And District O, by the way, is Boulder. Are we winding up? Okay, I'll just say really quickly, it's Boulder, Louisville, Longmont, or Western Longmont, Lyons, Superior, and the mountain areas all west of 95th Street. Thanks.
Thank you, Lynn Geisinger. Up next, Richard O'Keefe. Introduce yourself to voters, and why do you want to serve on the RTD board?
Sure. My name is Richard O'Keefe. I haven't had the pleasure of residing in Boulder County for as long as Lynn, but I do reside here and love Boulder. I guess I'm a product of two immigrants. My parents came to this country and had always had instilled in myself and my two brothers a desire to serve and an obligation to serve. They, for the longest time, wanted to live in the United States and you know, live the American dream. I know that we've faced some unprecedented events, specifically in COVID, and Lynn and the other board members have done a great job navigating the RTD through that unprecedented event. But I think the fact that ridership is down, the fact that the budget is, you know, in trouble, meaning it's, you know, running deficits, really plays to my strength. I have a financial background. I've run sales and regional organizations for financial tech companies around the world. I've led alliance organizations for companies very similar to the financial tech companies that I ran sales organizations for. I'm a longtime mass transit user. I've lived all over the world and used the mass transit systems in, you know, New York, London, Hong Kong, Singapore, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco. So I think I bring a unique perspective to the race, and I think I would bring a unique perspective to the board, and I think I'd be a valuable asset to not only the voters and riders in Boulder County, but the RTD in Colorado in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard O'Keefe, candidate for RTD director position for District O. Up next, Eric Davison, director of District I. What makes you want to stay in your position? Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I can't be with you today in person. I've been honored to serve on the RTD board since January 2021. I really was interested in getting involved because RTD was really struggling in a difficult position and really believed that it was an important time to step up and serve when things were difficult. In particular, I was very concerned about the financial situation that RTD was in, and we had a tremendous opportunity that the then board on which Director Geisinger referred to hired a new CEO, and we had a real opportunity to change the way we do things at RTD. I'm very proud that over the past 2 years, we've really financially stabilized the agency. Just as one example, we took our pension fund from a concerning 50% level of funding to now a satisfactory and sustainable over 80% level of funding. We've been able to generate substantial savings leveraging the historical low interest rates. We most recently refinanced $144 million that actually brings our Fast Tracks program, which was running deficits, to being whole and no longer running deficits from its debt service. I really would very much like to continue that work. It's very important to me that RTD, in the role that it serves, moving people to and from throughout the region, is here for as long as we're all here. And so maintaining that stability is really important. I live in Broomfield. I'm honored to live here and honored to represent District I, which includes Longmont, Lafayette, Erie, Broomfield, Thornton, and parts of some of the unincorporated Boulder and Adams County up this way. So really looking forward to continuing the service if I'm fortunate enough to do so.
And again, for listeners, Eric Davison is running unopposed for District I. Now, something that all three of you brought up in your responses was the pandemic and how it affected RTD. So we're going to move to that question next, and we're going to go in the same order. Lynn, the pandemic deeply affected public transportation in the RTD service area. How do you see RTD service in Boulder County taking shape as we slowly emerge from the pandemic and its related measures?
Thanks for the question. RTD recently had, it was really a 2 to 3 year project. It was two and got held over to three, the Reimagine RTD. And the board adopted the System Optimization Plan, which is a 5 year plan that brings back service. Unfortunately, right now, our big issue is workforce. And while we're envisioning increasing service over that 5 years, people are asking me, when do we get the FF2, the express bus to Denver back? When do we get the FF4, which serves Boulder Junction down to the Civic Center? When do we get the GS to Golden and so many other buses? And a number of those, all three of those and a number of other buses are in this SOP, but a lot of it is about workforce. And we passed a new collective bargaining agreement in earlier this year. I'm honored to say that just yesterday I was surprised to get the endorsement of the union ATU 1001 that represents all of our different job that are represented. They all work within this one union. And I was also last night happy to hear that we are making progress on hiring. So hopefully we keep pushing for service up here, and hopefully with the new hires we'll be able to move forward. Thanks.
Richard O'Keefe.
Sure, thank you. I agree with Lynn. I mean, one of the biggest issues as a rider of the RTD that I've heard in talking to the employees of the RTD is, safety. So there's a problem with retention of employees. They don't feel, a lot of them, like they're appreciated or they're heard or they're adequately represented. Also, given the inflation impact that we've all dealt with, A lot of the employees that I've talked to are worried about, you know, their salaries being competitive. So I agree that retaining employees and attracting employees is very important. And, you know, obviously buses and trains don't get to where they're going, at least not yet, without drivers and without employees. So I agree that that's very important. From a ridership perspective, we've got to bring back service. And there's got to be ways to do that with public-private partnerships while we, you know, sort of ramp up the hiring of new employees and expanding of service. So I, to me, everything is on the table. There are no bad ideas. And I look forward to trying to help the RTD regain the not only the frequency of service, but the coverage levels it had pre-pandemic, and improving the employees' outlook and view on the RTD and wanting to work there.
Eric Davidson, thank you. Eric Davidson, how do you see RTD service in Boulder County taking shape as we come out of the pandemic?
Yeah, it's a great question. And at the risk of echoing everybody, I think we're all talking about workforce these days. Workforce is a big part of it. I do think that out of the pandemic, travel patterns have shifted in a variety of ways. And as a frequent commuter in a number of different metro areas, I certainly feel that even personally. I'm personally excited about expanding over the years nimble and flexible service and on-demand service. In some of the areas that I'm fortunate enough to represent in District I, that's especially important where we do have some sprawl and we do have some challenging land use patterns, but we have a number of our neighbors who are in need of transportation. And as we've all kind of shifted and our lives have gotten a little bit more agile, I personally believe that we need to invest more heavily over time in circulators and in on-demand services, and in increasing the partnerships that RTD has with some of our local cities and partners and community groups. In order to get there, like returning some of our core service, we need to really address workforce. I am very pleased with the collective bargaining agreement that we were able to pass several months ago that boosted wages by 25%, improved retirement benefits, which was in dire need of not only us stabilizing our retirement funds, but also improving the benefits we can offer, which I'm really proud we were able to do at the same time. It still remains to be seen now whether we are going to be able to convert that into additional recruitment. It's certainly my intent as a board member to make sure that this agency is absolutely as competitive as possible to make RTD not just a place to work, but make sure that it's actually a place folks can build a career, be proud to be here, and live comfortably in our region, which is getting more expensive to live in.
Now, all three of you hinted at this next question that I'm going to get to, but Lynn Geisinger, Director of District O, how do you see the future of service at Boulder Junction?
We worked hard. I worked with the city and the county and chamber and so many others to make sure that service was coming back to Boulder Junction in the five-year plan. It's not as much service as it was in it before, but certainly the getting the airport bus and the FF4, the Flatiron Flyer into Denver, were both critical pieces. You know, RTD and so many people talk about transit-oriented development and the importance of land use planning and building densely around transit. And we all, RTD and all of the other parties, put the funding together to build Boulder Junction. And now I think it's a two-way street. RTD needs to service that. They tax themselves for eco passes and they've limited parking, and we need to be bringing service back. So it's a high priority for me, and hopefully as we get workforce back, we'll be able to start bringing service back there.
Let's hear from Richard O'Keefe.
Sure. As a resident of Boulder, it's very important to me that, you know, service be not only, I guess, brought back to pre-pandemic levels, but be increased. Lynn had mentioned the bus to the airport. I'm an avid user of that. Unfortunately, I can't be there in person because I'm on East Coast dealing with a death in the family. But when I am back in Boulder, I always take the airport bus. And I agree with what she said 100%. you know, that the money that has been spent on Boulder Junction and that the RTD is invested in the area really has to be used and really sort of more efficiently. We need to introduce things like a senior pass. My name is obviously of Irish descent, and when I go visit cousins and relatives back in Ireland, if you're an elderly person there, you get to, you know, ride for free on any of the public transportation that people want to use within Ireland. And I think that's something that we should introduce here with the RTD. I understand that that cuts into some of the budget that we've discussed before, but it definitely will increase ridership, take cars off the road, help service, you know, a community that needs and relies on public transportation more than most. But I agree, Boulder Junction really needs to, we need to really start increasing, you know, and bring back to pre-pandemic levels, at least the coverage and the service there. Thank you.
Eric Davidson, how do you see the future of service at Boulder Junction?
Yeah, absolutely. I would echo the sentiments of Lynn and Rich here that we need to make good on the promises and on the partnership. I think the future of RTD is to not be going it alone. We are a 2,300 square mile agency that's funded on a 1% sales tax. We're a little atypical in the world of transit in terms of how we're funded for our size. And to me, what that means is we need to broaden out our partnerships and work very closely with our cities, with developers. So when we have a project that's exciting like Boulder Junction, where transit is baked into the land use and baked into the plan, we absolutely need to deliver on that. And I would say that we have a new era of financial stability coming for our agency. It's challenging, but we've done a lot to stabilize the budget. We now need to leverage a stronger position to not only return service, but also create new and exciting partnerships. Again, I would point to the nimble and on-demand service. I think that there are opportunities as we begin to restore service and rebuild, that even looking at Boulder Junction, there's great opportunities to do new things with on-demand service that haven't been done before that are innovative. And I think that beyond Boulder Junction, there are other opportunities throughout our cities in the region to have similar developments. And Boulder Junction should be something we're looking at a couple of years from now and saying that's a model for the types of things that we want all throughout the Denver-Boulder metro region.
If you're just tuning in, we are speaking to the three candidates for office for the RTD, for RTD director in Boulder County. We have Lynn Geisinger. She's the incumbent candidate for RTD District O. Her contender, the other candidate, is Richard O'Keefe, and we have the incumbent for District I as well, Eric Davidson. So my next question, as we come to the final 8 minutes of the program, again, we're going to go in the same order. So Lynn Geisinger, much of what is said about transportation and public transportation is the ability to get to that last mile. So what plans do you have in place for getting partnering with other organizations or getting feedback from the community about how to access that last mile after commuting via RTD?
Great. Thanks. Thanks for that question. It is critical. And there are lots of people working on the first and final mile issue. That just last week, I was thrilled that we announced at RTD that we have a new policy. Before, the policy was you couldn't put e-bikes, electric bikes, on the buses. Now you can, bikes that are less than 55 pounds because of the weight on the holders at the front of the bus. But that covers most of those. And I think, you know, e-bikes are getting to where you can't tell the difference on many of them anyhow. So it was a very logical next step. Commuting Solutions up here has led the way with a first and final mile study. RTD has certainly been doing work on that as well. And as Rich and Eric have both mentioned, partnerships. We're coming up with a new partnership plan. They just presented it to the board. I think it is intended to be encouraging partnerships, encouraging our local governments and others to work with us. Some of them could be private partnerships. There's one that's in progress here in Boulder, where the Boulder Chamber has taken the lead on having a shuttle running, an on-demand shuttle of the kind that Eric's been talking about, running through Gun Barrel, where RTD, when the pandemic hit, cut service. But it's a needed area. A lot of people need that service, and a lot of equity populations. Excuse me. So work is being done, and much more needs to be done, and it's critical to keeping our ridership. Thanks.
Thank you. Richard O'Keefe, how would you work to make the last mile, the first and last mile, easier to transit?
Yeah, that first and last mile issue is a big one, especially during times of inclement weather or severe weather. I am an avid biker, so I take the bike on the bus. And I agree with what Lynn said. I mean, I think what we need to do is encourage people to commute not only on the bus, but to be able to bring their bikes. And I think that's something that Colorado in general, being probably the healthiest state in the country, is very good at. But we can become better. I think one of the things we ought to do also is encourage people to walk in the cases when they can, or to have parking close to the stop so they can drive that final mile if that's what they want to do. But I also think, you know, besides partnerships, and as Lynn said, partnerships, I'm very much an advocate of that. I think we need to look at some of our, related type organizations around the country and around the world. Look at places like London and Sydney, which face the same issues. Certainly places like Chicago and San Francisco do too, and see how they're doing it. And I, you know, do think some sort of on-demand shuttle, especially for larger groups, would be something that I would be willing to look at as a board member. But the last and first mile is a big issue, and I think it's something we need to study, and we certainly need to improve upon. And when we do improve upon it, that will increase ridership. Thank you.
Eric Davidson.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm really excited that we are working on a new partnership program. So as I mentioned, with a stronger financial position, that we have an opportunity to really change where we allocate some of our budget, and moving some of our budget to be available for match and for grant funding for concepts for new partnerships, I think is one of the most exciting things that we're going to be doing. At our Finance and Planning Committee meeting, which I'm fortunate enough to chair, at this last meeting, we actually had a preview from our staff of the program we're putting together. And we'll actually be hiring and having dedicated staff to this program. And I would love to see what kinds of proposals come in from our cities, as Lynn mentioned, perhaps from the private sector. I'm very much of the mind that innovation is best when we're inclusive in that innovation, and when people closest to their areas can participate. So the way things work in Broomfield is different than Longmont, is different than Boulder, is different than Parker, is different than Denver. And I think that we'll see some really neat innovation when we're clear that RTD is willing to be a partner, that we open up and are willing to put our budget and our money forward to contribute to those partnerships, and ask people how to solve these challenges, of which first and last mile is a big one, particularly when we look at some of the more challenging land use patterns for transit in the area that include a lot of sprawl. How do you get to those main regional connection routes is really, really critical. And I think we have to start looking for ideas and asking the community what their ideas are. In terms of what RTD can do, it's, as I had mentioned, I think we need to increase our investments in flexibility and on-demand services over the years to come, and do so in collaboration with these types of partners that we're seeking.
Okay, thank you. You are at time. One last quick question for all three of you. It could just be a yes-no question. If you become or continue to be an RTD director, will you continue Zero Fare for Better Air? Lynn Geisinger.
Absolutely, yes. We already have the funding, and I helped put this part together too, which is, it's a two-year grant, so there will be another 30 days, I assume, in August next year. It was successful. My hope is we can build on that for increasing partnerships with the state.
Richard O'Keefe, yes or no?
Yes, and I think that we should also take advantage of partnerships to reduce the costs of fares all the other 11 months of the year. So, yes.
Eric Davidson.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much. We are at time. My guests today have been all candidates for RTD office. Lynn Geisinger is the current director of District O. Her challenger is Richard O'Keefe, who joined us by phone, and Eric Davison, who is over Zoom, who is the incumbent for District I and running unopposed. Thank you for joining me today.